thank you so much for coming along today to the launch of Original Irish Hotels in New York. My name is Roisin Wallace. I'm the Director of Operations and Marketing for the group, and I know I have lots of friends around the room from the US. And the story we have to tell you is a great success story, and most of you are very involved in that success story, and you've really helped us to get to where we are today, and we're really grateful to you for that. But this is the next part of our journey, and we hope you'll come along with us and support us as you always have done in the past. So, our journey. Just to bring you back to where we started from, I'm there a good while, but I wasn't there in the beginning. So 32 years ago, this company was set up originally by Fáilte Ireland, and it was three groups in those days. So it was CMV, which I know many of you still use the word CMV, but they were Coast and Country, Manor House and Village Inns at that day. And there were three brands. So we've gone from three to two and soon to be just one. We were set up to market these independent properties internationally. And again, thanks to you guys, we've been very successful at that. So it was selection 2, 3 and 4. And then we merged into the two great groups that you knew as Manor House and Irish Country Hotels, with the Manor Houses being predominantly four-star historic properties, and then our Irish Country Hotels being, at that time, at the beginning, were mainly three-star, and they were our country hotels located in the towns and villages of Ireland, all with their independent owners. But two-star at that stage then disappeared because we actually had very few two-stars left. So in 2003, when I joined the company, it had become two brands. The two-stars had disappeared really due to the investment of these hoteliers. So these were individual properties owned and run by Irish people who invested heavily in their properties, and hence the two-stars had become three-stars. And many of the four stars had also upgraded as well. Since 2003, we've had tremendous success. So we've had 400% growth in our business over that time. That's the business book through the central office that all of you deal with, certainly the trade customers here deal with, to where we are today in 2018. And that's why we've been able to do this and bring our two brands together. Huge investment by the hotels. We've 60 hotels today, and 70% of those hotels are now in the four-star category. So very much a four-star and four-star deluxe products that we offer you. So just to put that into perspective, 60 hotels from Dunfanaghy in the north down to Baltimore in West Cork. And we're Ireland's largest independent grouping of hotels with 60 hotels. In terms of that investment, and just to put a little bit of money on it and move it into dollars for you, these properties individually owned and run, and as you know, we've had challenging times in Ireland over the past number of years, but things are really doing well. And these hoteliers, many of whom are in the room today, have invested 105 million over the last 24 months in their properties. So if you're visiting the properties and you might have an opinion on it from times gone by, you will see huge changes throughout all of the properties represented in the group. We did the research and every single property came back with a very high level of investment over the last 24 months. So good news story, Ireland is moving up. The quality of the experience for your guests is also improving. 1.8 million stays is what our group accounts for in Ireland. So, as I say, Ireland's largest group of independent hotels. And in revenue terms, that accounts for 346 million in turnover. So quite a contribution to the economy in Ireland from our hotel group. And just on a lighter note, what that means in terms of dealing with our local economy, our local producer, we serve or use approximately 4.8 million eggs every year. We do obviously serve a lot of other stuff other than eggs, but you know, these hoteliers deal with their local producers, so their local egg man, very often very much a farm to fork experience. So dealing with local small producers all around the country. These are small independent hotels who very much deal locally. We're not a big chain group, we're an independent group. So where you're really going to get a true Irish experience dealing with their locality. So 2018, due to our success, saw us look at who we are and what we wanted to achieve as a group and where we were going. The context of it, I've mentioned already, the ever-rising standards within the group, the changing world as well of the hospitality. More and more chains around the world producing the exact same experience no matter where you are in the world. But that's who we aren't. We are different. Because at the same time as hotel chains are producing the same product all around the world, visitors are looking, are using apps. They're sharing online experiences and they're all looking for an authentic experience. So it does beg the question, why are people doing their own thing, you know, producing the same thing? And also within our trade customers, we found that we needed to change our website, change our collateral to make it more friendly for you, the trade, and allow the trade to be able to log in and make full use of the full range of the experiences that we have. And with our group, each of the hotels is individual. Each has something special to offer the customer. So these are just some of the logos of the independent hotels that we represent. But they're very united. They work together. You'll see them around the room today, you know, very much trade together. And we, as a brand, are able to offer you that full range of product, but each with their own independence and their own unique experience. So why do we as a brand exist? Well, Original Irish Hotels supports the growth and profitability of Ireland's leading independent hotels by marketing our members' quality, authenticity and choice to international trade customers and also obviously our local domestic consumer as well. And where we're going into the future, because this is all about the future. This is about our next 10 years and hopefully on from then as well. We want to be recognised as the benchmark for genuine, independent Irish hospitality. So offering a true Irish experience and a hotel mark of quality, of choice and of authenticity. And our promise to you, our customers, is that we will offer the greatest choice of Ireland's leading independent hotels. Diverse, authentic, and memorable experiences that combine the passion and personality of our independent owners with the distinct character of their properties and their locations. And I think you're meeting today some of our most passionate hoteliers. So they really, really, really care about the experience that their guests have at their property. You'll meet many of them when your guests stay at these hotels. You'll meet the hoteliers there. They're there to make you have a different experience. They know their locality really, really well. They know everybody in the area. So they'll be there to offer you and to tell your guests maybe, you know, take this road. Why don't you go and see this unique experience? So instead of your guests maybe only ticking the high note experiences in Ireland, they're going to make their own experience in Ireland and get to travel those back roads and find out what the locals know about the area. And that's just from talking to the hoteliers who own our products, the hotels that we have. So what are we? We're authentic, independence, passion and collaboration. That's what we're offering. So Original Irish welcomes experiences. Of course, our food offering is really, really important. I mentioned the farm to fork and our chef experiences, escapes to some of these great locations. And there's characters as well as the owners working on property. So that is Original Irish Hotels. It's our locals. So It's our new logo, our new, you'll see it in two different color ranges, which I have here. So it's a new identity for the group. New categorization, so you're going to see now how we've divided it up and made it easier for you, the trade, to navigate what we offer, and a new offering, and of course, our new ambition to move on. So this is just give you a quick look at how our hotels are covered on the website. So all the different, by hotel, by destination. So we're using Tourism Ireland's brands like Ireland's Ancient East, the Wild Atlantic Way, and then spa, luxury haven, family stay. No matter what you want to use your hotel for, we hope that we offer you something different. And then keeping the brand names of manor house hotels or castles, city and town locations. So whatever type of hotel you want to go to at a particular time, we think this experience will offer it to you. Because you know, when we go to hotels, you might, depending on why you're going away for that particular break, it might be a romantic getaway. You know, you might need to get away and have some romance. Or you might be bringing the kids and you'll want a totally different style of hotel, maybe, than you'll want for that romantic getaway. You might fancy spa. You might have an occasion where somebody wants to play golf and somebody else wants a spa. And you can sort right down that way on our website. And we urge the consumer, obviously, to use this to sort where they want to go, but also the trade to use it. You can use it as training for your staff, that they'll be able to look and source and find the hotels that are right for them within the collection. And just moving then through, you can actually filter by each of the categories as well. So you can decide that you'd like to stay in a manor house, and then you might want to look and see what area you want to stay in. That'll bring up all the manor houses for you, and then you can find out even more about each one. You might decide you want to be in a manor house on the Wild Atlantic Way. This is your choice of products. And then you might want to find out a little bit more about one of those properties. You can see here, it's a luxury haven, it's a spa retreat, it's also good for walking. So giving you a lot more knowledge with regard to what the property has. And then also, if that property is booked out, because Ireland can be busy at the moment, it gives you some other options that might come under the same kind of categories or the same style of property. So Clew Bay is obviously the same location as Knockranny, but then Mount Falcon would be close enough that if Knockranny was full, and then Brook Lodge would be a similar style of product insofar as it has a spa or whatever. So that's just bringing you through how you navigate the site. But I'd urge you maybe later when you go home to take a look at our site and navigate through it. And of course, we'll be bringing you along. Sorry, I did forget to mention, just go back, the trade login, which many of you are using. Oops, here we are. So just up here, there's the trade login button. So here, each of you has a trade login code and number, and you can log in there. You can search through the full collection there by each of the categories, and you can also book at your own net rate online here. Through your offices. So this is an ideal tool really for you, especially here where you're 5 hours difference with us. So if you have a client there and you want to be able to give them an instant answer as to availability at one of the hotels, you can actually log in there, you can see the availability, you can book it, it'll be done there and dusted. Of course, our offices is manned as well, so you can talk to us by phone, but the trade login, especially anyone working certainly on the West Coast, is a huge benefit, and also for speed, you know. So it's an ideal way of making use of that login, and hopefully you'll find that useful. Anyone who isn't using it, you can certainly talk to us afterwards, send us an email, and we'll refamiliarise you with how to use it. But we find that it really is a great way of you being able to get that instant answer for the customer and make the booking at your net rates. So you'll see on your seat today, we have the new collection, bringing all the product in under one umbrella, an authentic collection. I think it looks very well. We've kept the map May seem today, people say, do you really need the map? But we actually find that it's probably our most popular tool with the trade, because Google Maps is great and we all use it, and we all use it a lot. But when you're planning an itinerary in Ireland and you haven't a clue whether Dublin is north, south, east or west, or when you're plotting itineraries for people, I think it's really useful. We give all the hotels details on the back, and each of the little brown dots there is a number, is one of the properties. So you can see we really do cover the whole island of Ireland, north and south, and also very much in the main tourist locations. We have something for everybody and a choice in each of the areas. So from a castle to a country house, a spa resort, a family stay, no matter what you want, there's choice there. And some for just our new collateral there. And this is how you'll recognise an original Irish hotel from its door. And then, of course, hopefully you'll recognise it from the experience and the welcome that you receive at the property. Welcome to a world of difference. Welcome to original Irish hotels. Thank you. And I'd like to call on Alison Metcalf, VP for US and Canada. And I know you know Alison well.
Thank you. I know you're probably very hungry, so I would encourage you, please do start. And I'm sure you can eat and listen, because I will be very short. First of all, I just want to, on behalf of Tourism Ireland, just welcome the hoteliers that are here with us today to New York. It's really fantastic to see you here. Also just like to congratulate Original Irish Hotels on the tremendous amount of work, but also the success that the previous brands have had over the last 32 years. And I think it's great to see that you as hoteliers and you as a group are not taking things for granted and not resting on your laurels, and are certainly by no means complacent. And I think that is really true of the Ireland brand. So it's really great to see this new brand, which I think embodies the essence of Irish hospitality. And just as Brand Ireland and Tourism Ireland is not resting on its laurels, I thought it might be just useful just to give, particularly to some of the hoteliers here, just a quick update on how we are doing. Some of you in the room will have been in this hotel just in January when we launched our new strategy for growth, where we have ambition to grow the US market to 2 million visitors by 2021. And with your support, I think we might get to 2 million before that. But it was 2013 where we did hit a million visitors. And the reason we're hitting those big numbers is, yes, we have seen tremendous growth in air access, 16 gateways across the United States, 5 in Canada, so 21 gateways. But it is because of the great investment in products and experiences. And I think what we're seeing today is a great example of that. Tourism Ireland, working with our colleagues in Falkirk Ireland and also in Tourism Northern Ireland on the ground, are investing heavily in great experiences like the Wild Atlantic Way, Ireland's Ancient East, Dublin and Northern Ireland. And then it is hotels and properties such as what you're seeing today that are also investing in the quality of those products. So when I see 60 hotels, all of which I think have unique locations, unique characteristics and unique personalities, that's what vacations are about. That's what people are looking for. And when I was just looking at the website, and I have to congratulate on the website because there are good websites and bad websites, but this is a really great website. It's so easy to maneuver around, so easy to navigate as a consumer and also as a trade colleague. But there's three words that really sort of stand out for me when I'm just thinking about what original Irish hotels are trying to offer. The first one is provenance. And I think, you know, when visitors are traveling nowadays, they are looking for these unique, authentic experiences. And these are very overused words, but they are still so important. It's about provenance. It's about understanding where our food has come from, understanding the history of the hotel or the castle or the historic site you might be visiting. It's about that story, and we're great storytellers. The second word is authenticity, and again, that's what everybody is looking for, and I think we can really deliver that in spades, and it's the hoteliers that are here today, but it's all of the folks that are working in their properties and the people that our American travellers meet along the way. And the final point, I think, really is the word quality. What you are seeing through Original Irish Hotels is a quality experience. Whatever your interest, your passion point, your budget, they are... guaranteed a quality experience. And we see that coming through in our satisfaction surveys. So I just want to congratulate you for all the hard work. These things aren't easy. You have to bring a lot of people along with you. 60 is a really nice number, and I'm glad you've kept the map. But we wish you every success, and we look forward to working with you to grow your North American business. And I think we've got two great brands here. We have Brand Ireland, and we have a great independent hotel brand working together. You have a product that Americans love, and we look forward to sort of reaching that 2 million mark in 2021, if not before. So thanks again, and best of luck.